Ukraine says over 100 Russians died and nearly twice as many were injured as battles raged around the village of Vuledar in the eastern Donetsk region. Sergei Cherevachi, a spokesperson for the Eastern Operational Command of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, said the bloody death toll was recorded on Thursday and added that fierce fighting is ongoing. Before the latest announcement, news emerged that nearly a dozen people died in Ukraine in relentless Russian missile and drone strikes, including on critical infrastructure. Yet some Russian soldiers want to escape, with footage emerging Friday of troops calling the Ukrainian surrender hotline. "I am not alone. A group of soldiers also wants to surrender," this soldier says, who claims to call from the Kherson area. "But they say we can be imprisoned in Ukraine for 10 years. The female dispatcher tries to calm him down after he also asks whether they will be beaten or filmed. She explains that he will be registered as captured on the battlefield if he surrenders voluntarily. Eventually, he may even be able to ask political asylum in Ukraine, Germany, and the Netherlands." The apparent interest in surrendering comes as fighting has intensified ahead of more deliveries of Western battle tanks, including from Poland. The Polish Prime Minister said his country would send an additional 60 tanks to Ukraine on top of the 14 German-made Leopard 2 tanks it has already pledged. Warsaw, which has positioned itself as one of Kiev's staunchest allies, has pressed hard for Germany to send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine and allow other countries to do the same. Berlin agreed to that demand Wednesday, prompting the Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki to say that the delivery of the 60 more tanks would come after his country had already sent 250 tanks as the first nation half a year ago. But with the death toll mounting, the European Union justice ministers said Friday they want swift accountability for what they called horrific crimes in Ukraine, committed mainly by Russia. But the member states differ over the methods in a debate about how to bring prosecutions, seek evidence, or fund war damage repairs. There are also tensions about new sanctions against Russia. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said Friday that Hungary would veto any EU sanctions against Russia affecting nuclear energy. Ukraine wants the 27-nation EU to include Russian state nuclear energy company Rosatom in sanctions, but EU member state Hungary, which has a Russian-built nuclear plant it wants to expand with Rosatom, has blocked that. And with billions in military aid and other support flowing into the country, Ukraine is under pressure to tackle notorious corruption, seen as its other enemy. However, on Friday, Kiev confirmed that already 11 officials have either resigned or been sacked as the government tackles government corruption. That seems urgently needed, as some politicians in the United States are calling for aid to Ukraine to be restricted. The US is among the Western nations providing the most assistance to Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.